number one.
Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline from Detroit, where the NBA Finals are taking place. Game four last night goes to the Pistons, is our Dunham & Miller sports expert, the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter, Ribby Paltz, covering the series for us, I guess. Is that why you're up in Detroit, Ribby?
I was up in Detroit there, Mellowman, because I basically had to be with my client.
Your client?
Yeah, I'm part of the Kobe Bryant defense team.
What?
You're not an attorney.
Well, I used to be a lawyer a long time ago before my drinking got too bad, and come to find out, I was never disbarred. I was, but I wasn't.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and I was searching through an old drawer and found my law license. So the Kobe team contacted me, and now I've joined his defense.
Why would they contact you?
Well, you know, I'm so out of practice on the law aspect of it, but they basically needed someone to squire Kobe around town and make sure he doesn't rape everybody.
Oh, golly.
And by the way, where did you go to law school?
So that's my job. It was one of those correspondence courses.
Figures.
It's a Sally Struthers deal. So that's what I've been doing. I've been, hanging out with Kobe, trying to keep him from rape. And matter of fact, the other night we were in a bar. I turned my head for 1 second. He was over there raping somebody.
No, that's not true.
This guy's amazing. I mean, we stopped for gas the other night while I was buying some mini thins there. Kobe had started raping the Pakistani guy behind the counter.
Ribby?
That's just the way he passes the time, you know? Some people smoke, you know?
Well, it doesn't sound like you're doing a very good job of squiring him around.
Well, I mean, you know, I prevented a lot, and, some nights are better than others. Last night wasn't too good. On the drive to the arena last night, he raped 14 people.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was seven of those.
Jeez.
I mean, he's unstoppable. But, you know, it's that sort of tenaciousness that we hope will help him overcome these charges.
I had no idea that you had
Believe me, he can overcome.
I had no idea that you had any legal experience whatsoever.
Well, I do, and, you know, I'm kind of an expert on juries and that sort of thing, you know, having spent most of my adult life on trial. And Kobe is very worried about jury prejudice in this trial.
Yeah.
Because no one likes a rapist. So we're trying to find people who don't mind rapists.
As part of his defense team, you probably shouldn't refer to him as that.
We don't know he's a rapist yet, do we?
Well, I mean, come on, boys.
I guess you have some thoughts on it.
I mean, come on. Why does Kobe wear goggles during sex?
Why?
Got to keep the mace out of his eye.
Come on,
You know, and I got to get Kobe ready for the next big event he'll be attending.
What's that?
The Teen Not By Choice Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he still love Colorado?
Oh, he loves Colorado. He wanted me to tell you, boys, he still loves Colorado.
He wanted you to tell us.
He wanted me to tell you guys. He's a big Musa fan, listens to you on 1700.
Really?
And, what does the movie Geely and Kobe Bryant have in common?
What?
Both leave people in tears and feeling screwed.
God. Again, as part of his defense team, I would advise you not to joke like this.
Well, no, the reason I'm telling you these is these are all jokes made by morning radio hosts that we are suing.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Did I not mention that?
No.
We are suing because of the despicable, presumptive joking of these morning AM hosts.
So right. You were telling us those jokes as an example of what you don't like.
These are not acceptable.
Right.
These are not acceptable to Kobe nor his defense team.
Gotcha.
Another one that is not acceptable. How many Kobes does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. Kobe screws in top dollar Colorado resorts, not light bulbs.
Hey! I thought you were going to have something on the NBA finals for us.
What do you get? This is another one we are suing on, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get if you cross Kobe and a white, hot 19-year-old girl?
What?
Rape.
Oh, my God. Ribby.
Ribby? You've been listening to The Ticket.